Welcome to Medical Confessions,
your remedy for serious medicine. I'm Jen.
I'm April.
And I'm Scott. Today we're going to be talking about mitochondrial Eve and the fact that every single person on the planet can trace their DNA back to one single lady.
Well, I'm interested in this not because I have any concept of mitochondrial Eve, but because I'm still stuck on this 23andMe thing. Oh. So I'm excited about it. We've actually been wanting to do an episode on 23andMe and the outcomes, and April and I have been ready for months. And Scott can't even do the test, right, apparently? What was the email?
Apparently there wasn't enough DNA in my spit. And at the bottom of the email, they said it's very rare that that happens. They'll send me a new kit I can spit into. But at the bottom, it says, please follow the instructions on how to spit into a tube.
Did you think you sucked at it?
I guess I did, because they said I did. But no, the instruction, don't eat a half hour beforehand, right, or whatever. I didn't. And then you just start spitting in the tube till it's full. And, you know, not to sound, you know, I'm not a spitter. Oh. So it did take a while.
Yeah.
But I feel like I followed the instructions right, but apparently I did not.
I'm just laughing because we're, like, aggravated that he hasn't done this. And then we actually kind of caught you in a fib once already on it because we were wanting to do it. And you were like, oh, yeah, it should be back any time now. And then didn't we find out he hadn't even sent it in?
Yeah. Well, because I had planned on doing it that day. So I'm like, I'll just tell them so they don't get mad at me.
You got caught. This
and then I did, but then I didn't.
I will pick up those little. But anyway, we're excited to exchange information on that, and I feel like that kind of somehow plays into what we're talking about today.
It does. Yeah. I mean, it's one of the things they look at all your genes and come up with all of your traits that you most likely have.
So tell us, what is the mitochondrial Eve theory?
Well,
would you call it a theory?
No, it's not a theory. It's a fact.
Oh,
the only discrepancy is going to be the actual time frame when she lived. There is, you know, it's based on the mutations in DNA, and those are, you know, for mitochondria, it's known it's about one mutation per nucleotide every 3,500 years. But there's a range there. It doesn't mean that at 3,500 years specifically your DNA mutates. So it's a range. So they can only give you a range of dates, and that's about the only controversy, is when she actually lived, not how they actually come up with the process to figure it out.
The fact is that we all come from this one woman.
Yes.
Okay. Explain that more for us.
Well, so when an egg, and also you've got lots of different types of DNA in your body, obviously. Mitochondria, which is an organelle inside of your cells that produce ATP. ATP is that molecule that allows us to have the chemical energy needed for our cells to survive. It is what gives the cell energy. And mitochondria, all of your mitochondria's DNA only comes from your mother. It doesn't come from your father. Normally, when an egg and a sperm, procreate?
Yeah, let's go with that.
let's just say you fertilize the egg. When the egg gets fertilized, the chromosomes from the mother and the father that have similar genes will pair up, and through a process called meiosis, not to be confused with mitosis, only one portion of that chromosome then gets passed on, or I guess is created. Mm-hmm. So you lose half of your chromosomes, basically. Mm-hmm. And then whatever genes from your mother and father get passed on will be different for everybody. And that process is called recombination. Mitochondria, your egg actually has tons of mitochondria in it, and the sperm doesn't have very much mitochondria at all. What they do have is only in the tail, so it gives the tail the energy to wiggle and get the head of the sperm to the egg.
I didn't know that. It's kind of weird. It makes them even grosser. Or creepy.
Makes the sperm gross?
Yeah, because I don't know. It's even
its little tail's
like
wiggling around. it's true, and that's where it's at. So when the egg gets fertilized,
just to confirm, it is true. Despite your gross.
Just so you know. There's so many tail jokes.
Solid slide.
Yeah. No,
because it's not inappropriate for this show.
Okay.
We were talking about, you know, butt men earlier, so that one came to mind. Anyways, So anyways, when the egg gets fertilized, enzymes within the egg will actually break down the tail and every part of the sperm that isn't the head of the sperm.
Okay.
So all the mitochondria that's in the sperm gets broken down, so no mitochondria from your father can actually get passed on to the kid. So male or female, doesn't matter. You get all of your mitochondria DNA from your mother.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. And
the joke is basically all of the energy in your body comes from your mom. I'm pretty sure there's a joke somewhere there.
Yeah, well, I'm like, my mom's a mover and a shaker, and my second oldest brother is kind of a slug, so that is...
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim.
Jeez, Dad, you're so lazy. You didn't give me any energy at all.
That's right.
So what they can do then is, you know, as long as the mother has a daughter, their mitochondrial DNA will get passed on. As soon as you have only sons, that maternal line of DNA gets cut off, basically. There's no more getting passed on.
Yeah.
So what they can do then is that mitochondrial DNA actually mutates every now and then, like any DNA does. But with mitochondrial DNA, there's only 37 total genes, and the subsections of those genes that mutate at a very specific rate and very rarely. And that's that one mutation every 3,500 years or so. So what they can do is then look at everybody's DNA. They take a bunch of DNA samples from people all over the place. They look at the DNA. The more mutations you have, the older that line of DNA in the mitochondria is, because the longer it's been around.
Well, define the mutations. Like, what do you mean by a mutation?
So it's just natural selection, right?
Yeah.
Through just the process of natural selection, if you have, so there's only four main proteins in any DNA. So you have genes that are just sequences of those proteins. And every now and then, in that process of meiosis, where one chromosome gets together with the, you know, from the father and the mother, every now and then, just a random mutation will occur, an abnormality that wasn't there before. There's no reason for it. It's just a natural mutation. Mm-hmm. You know, just like everybody kind of knows with natural selection, the fact that we breathe air now versus, you know, way back when, you know, we were just crawling out of the water onto land. We had, you know, lungs and gills.
Yeah.
And then just a random mutation happened, and the idea of being able to breathe allowed us to be on land. Hiccups actually come from a mutation. The fact that you hiccup is a funny little thing, in that there's only one process in all of the animal kingdom where your diaphragm will constrict and the glottis, that opening in your lungs, will also constrict at the same time, basically giving you that hiccup. And that's frogs, when they are trying to get all of the water out of their lungs, they will actually hiccup and open the glottis. It's a funny little thing.
April and I are giving each other eyeball, because this often, I mean, I know you need studies, and you, but today is very factual. Like, you were almost angry, like, this is a fact. And then now you're talking about
stuff. Was
that
angry, Hiskey?
Well, yeah, that was angry. And what I'm wondering is, like, how this fact fits in theologically or biblically. Like,
well, and so that's...
Because
well,
I'm waiting. Because that's where that you're going to get people fired up.
Oh, yeah. I think it was 87 when they first discovered this idea of mitochondrial DNA.
And that's when it was coined, right? The phrase. Because prior to that, it wasn't called mitochondrial DNA.
Yeah, there was a...
It's a biblical reference that took place in the 80s, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. And because people misinterpreted the fact that everybody... There was only one female in the history, you know. Right. Just because we can all trace back to one person doesn't mean that there was only one lady there at the time.
Right.
It just means that she is the only one whose DNA got passed on. One of the biggest theories on why this particular line, and they call it the L helpo group, all genes can be grouped, and those mutations can be grouped into to a specific groups. They call them helpo groups. Anyways, that particular L helpo group doesn't mean there wasn't other females there. It just means that's the only one that passed on. They think that that one got passed on because somewhere around 70,000 years ago, there was a reduction in human population to only around 15,000 people totally. You can then make you know, theories on why that was. Some people say volcanoes, some people say asteroids, whatever, who knows. We just,
dinosaurs,
you know. We can just say that, you know, there was a, you know, a reduction in the population so that most of the people's DNA died off. And this one lucky mother, as it were, her DNA passed on. Mm-hmm. So in math, it's kind of like the least common denominator. That doesn't mean there's not other common denominators. It just means that's the least one. But at that time, people misinterpreted that science and were, you know, religious folks who took that very literally said, oh, okay, there's Eve.
Okay.
Because there is something called Y chromosomal atom, which is basically right. the same thing, only on the male side. And that one's a little bit different because the Y chromosome doesn't generally recombine with the X chromosome. So they can take those same helpo groups of the Y chromosome and link it back to a single father. Ironically, they lived pretty close, you know,
right.
in history. There's like a 28,000 year window where both...
That's so funny. Yeah. Pretty close.
Well, in the history of humanity,
yeah,
that's
funny.
A pretty narrow window. But, you know, so right now they say mitochondrial Eve lived somewhere between, somewhere around 200,000 years ago, but that comes with an error range, and
right.
that error range is actually pretty big. It's anywhere between 50,000 and 500,000 years.
Mm.
Y chromosomal atom, they're saying somewhere around 160,000 years. So there's this overlap where they could have existed at the same time. That doesn't necessarily mean they did. But anyways, a lot of religious folks took that to mean we're looking for the true Eve
right.
or true Adam,
gotcha.
Which that
not
was, that's not necessarily
okay.
the case.
That makes sense.
We'll stop smirking then.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, carry on.
So yeah, so that's how they figure it out. It's actually these helpo groups. People are looking for them consistently because there's lots of different ones out there.
Yeah.
In 2013, they found an older line in Y chromosome atom that they've never known before. It was called A00, that helpo group. And now that is the oldest DNA line on the Y chromosome that they didn't know pre-2013.
Yeah.
So... And it just comes down to how you do the study, right? If you're doing a study and you only look at Americans, well, you're not going to get all the helpo groups from like Australia and
sure.
Africa.
Right.
But the more, you know, robust studies are the ones they take them from all over the world.
Right.
And those are the ones that people really look at. And that's where this one in this one helpo group of L is the oldest for mitochondrial Eve and A00 for Y chromosome Adam. Now, that doesn't mean there's not other helpo groups out there they haven't found and
right.
can't. You know, trace people back older, but that is the oldest one we know of right now.
Mm.
And it's all based on mutations of your DNA.
Right. That's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of people in a lab looking at microscopes.
Yeah. Well, and I just, you know, again, why does it matter?
That's a good question, right?
I mean,
it's like, why do they do a study on, you know, anything.
Well, I don't mean that like really angry or anything, but like what will come from this, you know, information, or what can we use? How will this scientifically make us better, or
Well, some of the processes are pretty cool. Like they make vaccines through recombinant technology where they're taking DNA and RNA from specific insects and changing up that so they can grow viruses inside of insect cells. And some of that technology comes from just being able to sequence DNA and find mutations and being able to just in a lab somewhere.
I threw that softball out there thinking he wasn't going to be able to make a connection.
Come on. I do.
I don't know. I always think I'm going to get him. I never do. Why does it all matter?
Why are we here?
Yes.
I was thinking about your biblical question, and this is just me being naive to how many kids Eve actually had, but all I'm aware of is Cain and Abel, so it would have died off at those two sons, right? If she didn't have any daughters.
True, but then there's also that other thing, depending on, you know, since we're talking biblical and we're probably going to get some interesting comments.
Yeah.
You know, Eve technically wasn't Adam's only wife.
Yeah.
If you look at all of the scriptures or books written at the time, Lilith was a wife of Adam at some point, depending on what
right.
you read, not
right.
just the Bible. So there's obviously other women around. It's just, you know, if we're just talking religion, that's why most people think you probably shouldn't read the Bible literally. It's more, you know, figurative and, you know, parable speaking,
right.
that sort of thing. So yeah, but you would be right if she only had...
I don't know. Just
April's like, who is this Lilith?
All right.
Adam was a cheater?
My question, actually, from there is like, so did Lilith come after Eve then? I'm thinking she must have.
Before Eve.
Before,
actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so depending on who you read, and I'm not the best on the theology behind it, but Lilith supposedly wasn't subservient to Adam, and so Adam didn't like that, so supposedly God then took up Lilith and gave Eve to be more subservient to Adam, is kind of how it goes.
Right. I didn't know that specific, but I had heard that she wasn't suitable for the needs of Adam, so...
Yeah.
We'll Google it. Let's put the link.
I thought the link at the end. Do some research on that before I buy into it.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like this has so many, there's so many ways that this could be examined. You know, it's not just a medical or a, you know, a DNA thing. There's so many ways that this could be examined. Where do you start?
What it is, I just think it's exciting that as technologies come to the point where we can specifically say, you know, this person that lived 2,000 years ago probably had this
right.
hair color, this eye color, this trait. You know, technologies come to where we can sequence genes to know that when we look at DNA from people, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago, we can tell you what they probably look like, which is pretty exciting, I think.
Right, right. Well, and the 23andMe feedback indicates that, and it tells you what group you belong to. And I thought it was interesting. I didn't know till we did this episode that it only indicates the maternal side, which I thought was really interesting, or at least initially.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's interesting. I haven't looked at the specifics
well,
of 23andMe.
Well, if you had done yours properly, you would have that knowledge.
There
is some tips on how to spit in there. You should read those
yeah.
the next time your kit comes.
Yeah.
And here I just thought we just, you know, go in there. But apparently that wasn't the way to go.
You probably, like, had a night of heavy drinking all the alcohol and burned off the DNA.
Just... No wonder I had problems spitting. I was too drunk to...
Now, you've written an article about this.
I have.
Correct. And your feedback from people on it was mostly... They were more interested in your art, correct? Like, you had a depiction of Eve.
Well, and... the person who puts the art on the article
okay,
chose...
Okay, so you didn't choose it.
No, I didn't. I just submit my article, and they turn it
yeah.
into what goes up online. And
right.
The particular picture he chose was the depiction that is the depiction of the true biblical Eve.
Right.
And so he just put that up there as a, that's the closest we can come to.
Right.
Well, obviously the trolls of the world did not like that
yeah.
because it was a
Were they
picture.
Trolls or were they just like, I mean, were they angry
I'm going to consider them trolls because they were so upset that it was a white woman and how dare he put a picture of
oh.
a white woman up there when mitochondrial Eve so clearly had to come from Africa so they wouldn't be white
oh,
at all. And then it
race.
Just turns into this
yeah,
racial argument of comments that that's not
kind of ruined the point of your article.
Well, it's all I always like it when nobody tries to, like, you know,
punch
debunk
the
science.
Yeah.
It's just the other stuff they're talking about.
Sure.
Like, my favorite one was I was talking about I wrote an article about, like, cardiovascular disease and the ways you can you know, the top five reasons people die in the U.S. and they're like cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, all these
right.
ones. And the first comment on there was like, you're so wrong. The number one reason for death in the U.S. is abortion. Like, how did this turn into an abortion conversation?
Right, right,
we're talking
right.
about heart attacks,
somebody
for goodness
was
sake.
Using their platform and yeah.
So those are comments I always think are funny because, okay, cool. You can't, you know, debunk the science. You're only just worried about your own
right.
political issues, which it, that if you read all the comments in that one, it's all just racial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
Well, that's
fair enough.
Know, unfortunate, but you know,
what can you
day,
do?
Modern day. Well, I guess at the end of the day, we all came from one woman.
We can all trace our lineage back to one lucky mother.
So is this, I like Casey, lucky mother.
Well, it's lucky, like, you're the one that gets your DNA passed on. I want to be Y chromosomal Adam, you know, a million years from now.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I just, again, wonder, like, it's a gender thing too now, though.
Because, well, do you want to throw some more fuel to that fire?
Yeah, I'm actually, I didn't want to bring it up, but it is kind of interesting that it's...
I've told you about the Y chromosome slowly dying off.
You've mentioned it, but we haven't talked about the science behind it.
There are studies showing that the number of genes on the Y chromosome are getting less than they were before, and there is a theory out there about 5 million years from now there will be no more Y chromosome. So does that mean there's going to be no more males?
Or no more humans?
Well, I wouldn't say no more. Well, depends on how natural selection goes, I guess, but the joke is that, you know, men are slowly dying off. We don't need them. All we need is the women. Which I'm outnumbered on this show, so that makes sense.
But, even you know, easier.
We're 2-1. Well, because clearly all the energy is coming from your mother, so, you know.
Interesting.
Well, I need the Y chromosome.
Poor Scott.
Pun intended.
Well, I'm interested in hearing from our viewers what their thoughts are on this, or if anyone else has any different directions to take the conversation.
Well, yeah, because there's jokes here all over the place. I just don't know what they are appropriately, because, you know, we probably shouldn't bash on religion. And
yeah, well, you know. But you do everything else, so that's funny to me.
That's the point of the show. Let's make fun of it.
Well, good. Well, if you liked what you saw or heard today, check us out on YouTube or our podcast.
MedicalConfessions.com.